Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You Knew Me When has been touring for the better part of 6 years. The indie folk rock duo is the husband and wife collaboration of C and Carissa Hoover, and they present a full band sound by using an array of instruments. You Knew Me When is currently touring on their third studio album, Into the Looking Glass, released in 2017. They performed last night at Firehouse Wine Cellars in Rapid City. Tonight, You Knew Me When takes the stage at 7 p.m. at Spearfish Creek Wine Bar. That's at 127 East Grant Street in Spearfish. First, though, we welcome them to our Black Hill Surgical Hospital studio in downtown Rapid City for a moment in sound. C and Carissa, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, good morning.
So you have such an interesting story, and the relationship came before the musical partnership. Tell me a little bit about how you decided to start making music and take off together on a tour.
Right. We met at college in Nashville, Tennessee, and we both went there for music. I went for music business, and Carissa went for music education. And, you know, I'd been in bands all through high school and college, and Carissa went for the educational aspects. And, you know, we were actually on our 1 year wedding anniversary in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and brought some instruments along and wrote a song together finally after being a couple for so long. And, that was kind of the foundation where we had a little moment of like, oh, this is fun. Let's try and do this some more.
Carissa, were there reservations? Because now that you're, touring together, you're business partners as well as life partners.
Well, what's weird is we're that couple that doesn't actually fight.
Yeah. It's helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And we miss each other when we're not together. So it kind of works out well for us. I did miss the teaching aspect for quite some time, but recently took that back up again. So we're doing this part-time and that part-time. So it's nice to be able to have a little balance that way.
Make it all fit together. So I want to set up this first song that you're going to play for us and talk about this notion of, as Carissa said, you kind of find your home with one another. Tell us about this first song, please.
Yeah, this is a song off the latest album called My Home Is You, and kind of the premise is more about finding home in the person or people that you care about more than a physical space. And a song called My Home Is You.
Some say their home is Tennessee. Some say their home is the big city. Some say their home is hard to leave. And as for me, my home is thee. Some say their home is where they were born. Some say their home is where they rest their bones. Some say their home is tried and true. And as for me, my home is you. Some say their home is far and wide. Some say their home is a simple life. Some say their home is made for two. And as for me, my home is you. It doesn't matter where we lay our heads. Doesn't matter where we make our bed. Oh, I oh, oh. It doesn't matter where the sun goes down. Doesn't matter just how small the town. No, I oh, oh, oh. Some say their home is a mountain high. Some say their home is the ocean wide. Some say their home is the way they see. And as for me, my home is thee. It doesn't matter where we lay our heads. Doesn't matter where we make our bed. Oh, 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 oh. It doesn't matter where the sun goes down. Doesn't matter just how small the town. No, oh, oh. Thank you. It doesn't matter where we lay our heads, doesn't matter where we make our bed. Oh, 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 oh. It doesn't matter where the sun goes down, doesn't matter just how small the town. No, oh, oh. Some say their home is the big city. Some say their home is made for two. And as for me, my home is you. My home is you. My home is you. My home is you.
The album is called Into the Looking Glass. You're listening to You Knew Me When. You can see them live tonight at the Spearfish Creek Wine Bar. They kick it off at 7 p.m. local time there. How do you, when people write about you, they talk about the originality of your sound, and that seems like a hard thing to achieve these days, or is it not? Is it just, hey, we sound like we sound. We can't sound any different. When people say that about you, how do you sort of receive that?
Well, it's one of the most unique things I think we present. We're doing a very stripped down kind of set for you right now. But when we play live, we try and create a full band sound. So, I'm doing foot percussion, so kick drum, snare drum, tambourine, while Carissa.
I would be on keys and the cymbals. You'll hear the ukulele in the next one. I also play the glockenspiel and hand percussion. So we're definitely chilling it out a little bit this morning, simplifying for the setup.
But that's one of the very unique things that I think draws people is, especially when they see us live, it's like, oh, all that sound is actually just coming from two people.
Right, exactly. What would you play next for us, please?
So this next one is a song called Come With Me Now.
Yeah, it's one that I actually started penning, and then we sat down together and wrote out. But we spent a good bit of time, actually the first 15 months that we toured full time, we were in a 4Runner pulling a teardrop camper. And if you are not familiar with a teardrop, this was one that you could not even stand in. So
it's called that for a reason. Yeah.
Tiny bed on wheels.
Itty bitty. But it made us appreciate living with less and how that can be really freeing. And this is a song about that, a song called Come With Me Now. 2, 3, 4.
Take your mansions, I'll take my tiny happy home. He holds my bill, and my lover takes me anywhere I want to go. I'm by a river when I'm lucky, by the ocean or the shore. In a valley, top of mountain, takes me anywhere I want to go. Come. Come with me now.
you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. This is Moment in Sound, which means this live music is coming to you. Today, we are listening to You Knew Me When, C and Carissa Hoover, and they are in the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in SDPB's downtown Black Hills space. And you can see them tonight in Spearfish at the Spearfish Creek Wine Bar at 7 p.m. Tell me a little bit about the songwriting process then. You know, Carissa, you said you sort of started that one, and then how does it go from these sort of beginning ideas to the finished piece that you're ready to record or play live?
Well, we have very different approaches to songwriting. I tend to write the lyrics first because, you know, I'm vocally trained, so that's what comes to mind first. It's more my background, while C is typically pulling out the guitar and
kind of get a melody in mind and go at it that way and kind of find lyrics that I think lend themselves to that type of melody. So
it's funny, you just finished each other's sentences. So now, now we all know exactly how it works. It works like that.
Pretty much. Yeah. You got it.
and this album, as you put things together, you know, tell me about the album itself and kind of what you want. You know, the inspiration seems like we've already discussed, but, you know, what did you want? What makes a satisfying album for you as artists to say, that's what we want to put into the world?
I think the most satisfying thing about this album in particular is it's most reflective of what we do in a live setting. We've recorded with a full band with drummers and bass players and stuff on previous albums, but on this one we really tried to make it what people hear in a live setting and kind of approached it in that way just because, we wanted it to be reflective of what we do. So
the people I hang out with here at South Dakota Public Broadcasting, we're always looking for new music. Do you find that people across the country, across the region are the same, that they're really looking for new music? Actively? Yeah.
Absolutely. I think especially, out West, we find that there's really an embracing of our style of music, the kind of indie folky vibe. But I think across the country and across the board, people are always looking for something a little bit different. So Absolutely.
All right. Tell me what's next. What will we hear?
Next song is another one off the latest album, a song about dreams, about, dreams can be challenging to come by, but we all have them, and I'll try to find ways to pursue them.
Have all I need. I gotta find myself somewhere to breathe. Gotta roll back. Gotta lay back. Into these dreams. Have all I need. I gotta find somewhere to get some sleep. Gotta roll back. Gotta lay back. And roll on back to start this time. And dream up a little piece of mind. On the line to keep the dreams coming, I'll keep the dreams coming on. You gotta put them in the middle, toss around a little, take a mind a moment till the answers become simple. Keep my eyes shut till the shadows turn to sun to keep the dreams coming. Dreams coming, gotta make a difference. Sleeping maybe on the weekend, sinking to my chair till my head begins to creep. Keep my eyes shut till the silence is enough to keep the dreams coming. Keep the dreams coming and roll on back to start this time and dream up a little piece of mine. I'll put all the pieces on the line to keep the dreams coming. Keep the dreams coming on. I keep the dreams coming. I keep the dreams coming on. have all I need. I gotta find myself somewhere to breathe. Gotta roll back, gotta lay back into these dreams. I have all I need. I gotta find somewhere to get some sleep. Gotta roll back, gotta lay back and roll on back to start this time and dream up a little peace of mind. I'll put all the pieces on the line to keep the dreams coming, keep the dreams coming on. I keep the dreams coming, keep the dreams coming on. I keep the dreams coming, keep the dreams coming, keep the dreams coming, keep the dreams coming, keep the dreams coming all night long. I keep the dreams coming, 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 keep the dreams coming all day long.
We've got C and Carissa Hoover in the studio with us. The band, they played together as You Knew Me When, and their new album released just in 2017. Their latest album is called Into the Looking Glass. You can come see them tonight at Spearfish Creek Wine Bar, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. You've talked about sort of this big decision that you made when you first sort of, you know, walked away from everything that you had sort of settled and made these choices. You sing about it, influences you artistically. There had to have been some hard conversations about making those decisions.
Of course.
Us back to a little bit of that process.
Well, as any good decision is made, you know, of course, the final decision was made at our favorite local bar in Nashville,
right.
You know, over a couple of drinks.
Let's do this. Yeah.
pretty much. But yeah, no, it had been something. I had, like I said, been in bands all through college and kind of missed that creative aspect of music. I had been working in the music industry for a long while. I was the global event manager for Gibson Guitar for a number of years. And we both loved our jobs. Carissa loved her, music teaching position, but just kind of missed that creative aspect. And slowly this had started as a hobby and got more and more serious and just kind of came down to, conversations of saying, hey, think we should give this a shot.
He's persuasive.
Right. At some point it has to be, well, if not now, when? I mean,
exactly.
We need to just do this. But you had, you've got a business background. You studied music business. Part of you is also not just doing this for a fling. Otherwise, it would have been a short-lived thing. How did you give yourself the best chance for being successful?
Well, I'm the booking agent. He does our PR and marketing. We do all of our own songwriting. We put out our own albums. Yeah. So it's
keep it all in house as much as we can.
Do it yourself, which definitely helps cut down on costs. And also, it's the grind. You got to keep on keeping on, or you can't keep the boat floating. So that's what we kind of have been doing for years now.
All right. You can connect with them at youknewmewhen.com. Find them at youknewmewhen on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I think if we start now, we've got time for one last song.
All right. We're going to actually do a brand new one for you. So,
super new. This is a song called Cimarrons.
To get lost in the Cimarrons. Will we find what we seek among? Finding ways to just find the dawn. Getting lost in the Cimarrons. Getting lost in the Cimarrons. Will the world rest while I'm gone? Finding ways to just carry on. Getting lost in the Cimarrons. What we find, we'll find alone. But where we find it all.
what we find, we'll find among all these thoughts and restless bones. Getting lost in the cimarrons, I'll step away and just be withdrawn. Finding peace so I can press on. I'm never lost in the cimarrons. What we find, we'll find today. Will we let the blindness lead the way? And all the solitude we crave will become Judgment Day. So will I finally find my peace? Will I finally be free? And in the vastness of it all, I will be lost and at home. To get lost in the cimarrons, will we find what we sing among? Finding ways to just find the dawn. Getting lost in the cimarrons. Getting lost in the cimarrons. I'm never lost in the cimarrons.